We will start again from the mission on Dav Chosei Yomer Aleph on bottom. We'll go over this last mission again. Yes, the mission says like this. Sar Bechor Balmum, if you have the hair, the wool, of a Bechor that's a Balmum, Shenosher, came off by itself. The local reads is a lava loy salgush, you're not allowed to shear it off. So, what happens is it comes off by itself. So, Mashma so far, on Facebook says it's also Midirabonim. Midirabonim is also Bahano. The hair that came off so far, you're not allowed to have Hano from it. And therefore, the eighth is when Icho Bechalon, you're supposed to like store it away and put it on the windowsill. Now, the Yachakach Shachatu. Then later, you got around to Shecht the Bechor. It was a Baal Mum, you're allowed to Shecht it, and you Shecht the Bechor. Now, the Locher is, once you Shecht the Bechor, now you're allowed to have enjoyment from the skin and from the hair on the skin. Like the hair on the skin now, the wool on the skin now is Mutabano. That's the Shaila. What about the hair that came off from before? So this, Akavi ben Halalel, he holds matir. That you even allowed to have hanon now, enjoyment now, from the hair that came off before. Like since the shchitu is matir, to have enjoyment from the skin, the hair on the skin now, you could have enjoyment from that hair that came off before. However, the Chomois, and Chomois said, no, it's also. Different Rav Yehuda. This is where Rav Yehuda learns the machloikis. It's a machloikis when they made a shchitu, are you allowed to have hanon from the hair that came off before? And according to Chomois, it's also midrabbanan. Because it's a gzera. People will know they could have enjoyment from the hair, so we're afraid people will hold on to the Bechorim, even if it comes about Mum, and they won't shecht it right away, but they'll wait for the more hair, more wool to fall off. And the Rabbanim Wachosh, if you wait with your Bechor, maybe you come to work with it, maybe you come to shear it off altogether. So therefore, with the Rabbanim, it's still also to have Anor, even after you made a Shechita. That's where the Chum holds. It's also according to Rabbi Yehuda. On this, Omer Lo Rabbi Yossi, verse says back no, and says, Loid is the hit of Akavi ben Mahalo. We'll see in the Gemara, it means this is not the Machloikis, where only Akavi is not to not the Chomim. Because Rabbi Yossi holds, where you made a Shechita later, even the Chomim agreed that it's Mutta Bahano, that hair wool that came up before. So Rabbi Yossi says, where is the Machloikis? Elo, Sar Balmum. Again, the hair of a Balmum, the wool of the Balmum, Bechor, Shenosher, it fell off by itself. And you stored it away, you stored it for a while. Then the Bechor died. Here's the Machlekes. But then, such a case where it was mace, Akavi ben Mahalal Matir. Still, he said it's Mutta. But even though now that the Bechor is mace, you're not allowed to have any enjoyment from the Bechor. You have to bury it, and you can't enjoy the wool that's on the skin now. You have to bury it all. But I call upon him now that it's mace, he holds you're allowed to have enjoyment now from the wool that came out before. The Chacham Moist and the Chacham said, no, even that's also. That since it's exactly like we don't want you to have Hanor at all from the wool, in order that people should not keep the Bechorim around. They should check that right away. So Rabbi Yehuda said, that's the Machlokes only where the Bechor died. But in case you made a Shechita, then even the Chacham agree you're allowed to have enjoyment from the Hanor. You're allowed to have enjoyment from the wool. And the Gemara will soon see, comes out, we pass on like Rabbi Yehuda. Now in the Sefer is also proof of that. Now the Sefer says, again, a similar case. We have a Bechor that the hair, the wool, was detached when the Bechor was alive, but the tzema, the wool, is still like hanging, clinging on to the other wool on the animal. And later, you go and shecht the Bechor. So if you shecht the Bechor, now you're allowed to have enjoyment from its wool. So it depends. As shenirim agizom, if when you shear off the wool now, the part of the wool that came off before is looks like it's part of this gizi, you can't really tell it came off before, then muta. Then you're allowed to have enjoyment from it. But the yeshena nira imagiza, if it doesn't look alike, like the giza, like you could tell that hair was cut off or departed, came off by itself way before. So then also, then it's also to have enjoyment from that hair. So this is the raya, according to Yudah, this goes according to Chomnim. The Chomnim said, even in the case where you make a shchita later, still you're not allowed to have enjoyment from the hair that came off before. See where this here it's attached to the, it's like clinging to the animal. See if it looks like the wool you're first shearing off now, it's muta. But if you could tell that this wool was detached before, and according to Chacham Shita, it's also to have enjoyment from it, even though it was done through a Shita. Nothing more says. Nechlal, Rabbi Yossi first said that what Loi Bezeh, this is not where Rabbi Kiva Mahala was matir. So how does it mean it was that even by Shita he held its also? And he only holds its mutter when it's a mace. And what does that can't be? Mechlau di yosu, that you want to say according to Akavi, even when you make a shchita later, you cannot have enjoyment from the wool that came off before. is so harsh to Benesh. You're telling me now that when the Bechor dies, Shari, then Akavi says, you are allowed to have an offer from a wool that came off before. If so, Shachatom Iboi, for sure, will you make a Shechita now? And the Shechita is not you to enjoy the wool on the animal right now. Pshit, you can enjoy the wool that came off before. Most is true. Elo, what Rabbi Yosi meant to say is like this, that Loi Bezeh Heter Akavi Vechom Oisim. This is not the case where there's a machloikis that Akavi is the one that says it's mutter and the Chum says it's also. No, but rather Shochetu. Again, we have your Bechor, the Balmum, that here came off by itself and you stored it away. And then later you go to make a Shechita on the Bechor. So in such a case, Divrei Hakol Shori. Rabbi Yosi holds, everybody holds you allowed to have enjoyment from the hair. Since you could have enjoyment from the hair on the skin now, you could have enjoyment from the wool that came off before. Keep thinking, Rabbi Yosi learns, where the machleg is, where the chum says, sauce, or only the mace. Where the bechor dies, you don't make a shechita. So there the chum says, since there's no heter to enjoy the wool on the bechor right now, who had in the wool before is also wasa. Omer Vasavasa says like this, Omer Shlaka said, Ishno machlekis. Where's there the machlekis in the Mishnah? Where's the machlekis between the Akavi and the Chachamim? That's only v'shetiru mumcha, where a mumcha came down and saw the bechor first and said that the mum on it is a good mum, that you're allowed to shecht the bechor. In such a case, since it's chalehet to shecht it, there's where the Rakavi says now you're allowed to have enjoyment from the wool. To masava one holds gazrinan, that chum still says also to enjoy the wool that came up before, because it's a gzeira, gazrinan will make a gzeira dimul also leshuye. If we said that you could enjoy the wool that falls off by itself, we're afraid people will hold on to their bechorim. They won't shech them. They'll want the wool to come off and will enjoy the wool, and we're afraid in between you may work with it. You're not allowed to work with the bechor. Umasava, Akavi holds no, like as we don't make the gzera. So therefore, once you make a shechita on the bechor, that you're allowed to enjoy the wool on the bechor now, who would then you're allowed to enjoy the wool that came off before? Abba, but what's going to be lohyatiru mumcha? Let's say the mumcha did not get around yet to paskin on this mum on the bechor. So at the time when the wool came off, he was not really heter to shech the bal mum yet, the shech the bechor yet. In such a case, Shlaka says, divrei hakolos, everybody holds, that's more or less like a tam, and by a bechor tam, where it doesn't have a mum yet, basically everybody holds this gzeira, not to have any enjoyment from the wool. Because if you'll be able to have it, enjoy the wool, people won't want to bring it for korban. They'll rather wait until the wool comes off and use the wool. So before it becomes a balmum, shita, any wool that comes off, you can't have enjoyment from it. So Shlaka says that he could have enjoyment is only if the chacham already paskin that this mum on the bechor is a good mum, that you have had to shecht it. Now if wool comes off and later you shecht it, that's what Shlaka says, according to Akav, you're allowed to have enjoyment from the wool. On this, Moshe Rosh Hashanah asks the question. It says, Balei mumin asurin b'kol shehu, says b'chor b'al mum, so it's also b'kol shehu. Could be any korban, it could be. If the animals are b'al mum and got mixed up with the other animals, so it's also b'kol shehu. Even one in a thousand, it's not b'ot b'roi, it's also. What does Rashi say on this here? Oysen b'kol shehu, Rashi says, in the sar of echad mem, yelef tamimim, kulam asunum mazbeichet. If one behemoth, a baal mum, got mixed up with even a thousand atams, so you can't, it's not both, you can't use them for kabonis, you can't bring them on the mizbeach. Gemara says, you must have a baal mum asurim b'kolshu. For Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yosi says, no yivaker, that you have to go and check it out to see if you could find the baal mum or not. Check it out. So Avinibo, so you have a question like this. Ma yivaker, what does Rabbi Yosi mean to say, check it out? Elam, if you want to tell me the baal mum who, that you check out all the animals till you find the baal mum, and volishkla you take it out of here. If so, mechlada tanakama om alav. So how could it be a machlekes? How could the tanakama say that's no good? Like pshita, if you go and check out the animals and you find the baal mum, so pshita, the rest of them should become mutter. That can't be the machlekes. So Mura says rather, Omer of Nachrachan says like this, Omer Rabba Baravua. That hoch, you know what we're talking about over here? Vegizas pechor baal mum askinon. We're talking about the hair, the wool of a bechor baal mum that came off by itself, shenisarv of the giza chuna got mixed up with all the wool of chulun. That's the shayla, and the giza of the bechor is also barnos, so it's not both of brave, so that's why it's also. So what's the machlokes then? Oman tanakamu, the tanakamu that says that's also Reb Yudi goes according to Reb Yudo. The Yom that he holds Nishchatu, even in the case where you make a Shechita on the Bechor later, still after Rabbonin. Still the Rabbonin, the Mishnah said that the hair that came off before, it's also Bano. That's why the Tanakhama says that that hair that got mixed up with other wool, it's also Bano, it's not bottle. For Reb Yosef all the time, Reb Yosef that says it's Mutter, go check it out. The time he goes according to his own reasoning. The Yom that Reb Yosef says in the Mishnah, that Nishchatu, in the case where you make a Shechita later on this Bechor Balmum, Shari Rabbonin. Even the Rabbonin agree then that you're allowed to enjoy the wool that came off before. According to Rabbi Yosef, the Machlek is only when the Bechor dies, not if you make a Shechita. If so, Katoni, it says over here, what Yavuka. So going according to Rabbi Yosef, if you make a Shechita later, so then the hair becomes Mutter. But it says Lashon of Yavuka, you have to have it checked out. So my Yavuka, what does it mean to have it checked out? Lav doesn't mean to say right now, check it out, imum kavua, imum oivahu. Check out if the mum, the blemish on the behemoth, is a real mum, or it's a mum that'll go away, you can't check right now. Mashma, afagav shleyatiru mumcha. Mashma, that right now, check it out later, and the hair came off today. And it says, Nayivuka, check it out later to see if that mum is a good mum. Mashma, we find out that the mum is a good mum, even though we first found it out later. The hair that came off before is mutter bano. So it's mashma, not like Rav Shlokesh. Shlokesh says it's only mutter, the hair that came off after the mum. Mashma says like this. Amarova, Rava says no. You know what it means to say? Lo yevuka means to say, I hitiru mumcha in, I loy loy. Rava says, Lo yevuka, Amarova loy. Rava says, no, that's not the pshat. Loy, it's not the pshat over here. The pshat is like this. Yevuka, go check it out to see. I hitiru mumcha in. If a chacham was already matzah this mum, instead it was a good mum before the wool came off, in. Then the wool becomes mutter when you make a shechita later. But v'loy, if a chacham did not check it out before, then loy, then it's not mutter. So kitta thought a kasha could be like Rish Lakish still. Now the Gemara says, Kisolik Ravim, when Ravim went up there to Israel, Omru l'shmaite kaimet Rabbi Yirmiyah. He said over this loch in front of Rabbi Yirmiyah. He said over Rish Lakish's loch, Yeah, he said over this loch in front of Rish Lakish, in Eretz Yisrael. Rashi says, Omru l'shmaite the Rav Nachman. He said over Rav Nachman's halacha. He said over the Rav Nachman's shan and machlekes over here, where the wool got mixed up with other wool. That's the way he said it over. So he said back to him, Omar. So Yirmi said, "Bavloi tipshoi," like your people from Bavli, like tipshim. Mishum the yasve biyar de chashuch. He said in the black linen, there's no shchina there. Like am rishmata de mechashchin. You say bad black halachas. In other words, lo shmilu. Didn't you hear? Hod yoma Rabbi Chiva Rabba. That's what Rabbi Chiva Rabba said. Omer Rabbi Yechonim, Rabbi Yechonim. That this machloikis of yours like this. That machloikis b'sheboduk v'loy motzu. Here the machloikis says it could be like the original case where you had one behemoth that's a balmum and it got mixed up with 1,000 other behemoths to mimim. So it says now all 1,000 are also. So the question is when it says check it out, what could be the machloikis? If you check it out, how could you argue? So he learns the machloikis like this. But machloikis b'sheboduk, you checked out all these 1,000 animals for the balmum. You did not find any animal with a baal mum there. That's the machlekes. Or kamiflagi the yagyum beplukta the ramei of rabbonin and the machlekes ramei the rabbonin. It's not going like this. Shohayir Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir used to say that kol dover shohayir beches kas tuma. Anything is beches kas tuma. Means there was once a mace deer in the field. So liyer lemuba tumosa. That field is always tumei. Achi yisvadu hatuma. Until you know clearly what happened to the mace. What happened to that kever. So, you know, so here also, even though you checked out all these animals and you didn't find the balmum, you have to be afraid maybe it's still there. The chomam, say no. Chayfer, you just have to check out the ground, dig down at your megillah cell till you come to the stone, hard rock. Then you know for sure there's no kever below that. And if you don't find anything, so it's not here, it's tor. Oyla psula, or else check out the dirt that like a psula was never touched yet. So you know for sure there was nothing buried there. The Chumash say, check out this field, and if you don't find the mace there, so you have a right to say it's not there. That's the Machlekes. See, also, you checked out all the animals, and you didn't find the Balmum. So Tanakhama says, checking doesn't help. It calls money, you don't find it, it's also. And Rabbi Yosef, the other one says, no, if you check it out and find it, then it becomes Mutter. Rabasium like this, Rabasium, 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 Yerkeson, name of Yerkenon, the Machlokes is like this. Kisha Bodak, when the Taka checked out all these animals, who Motza, and they found one Balmum there. So what's the Machlokes? Then, Ukamifu gave a plug to the Rebbe Roshim Ben Gamliel. The Tanya went on like this. Saw that he had a field shovered by Kever, that a Kever was lost there. There was a mace buried there, we don't know where it is. Nichnas, the Torah goes into that field right now, is Tommy. What's going to be Nimsa B'Techa Kever? Later, you check out and you find the Kever there, you find the mace buried there. So now, Nichnas B'Techa Tor, whoever walks into the field now is Tor. Like, you know exactly where the mace is, and the rest of the field is Tor. Shani Yemras, I have a right to say, who Kever Shabbat? That was the Kever that was lost, and who Kever Shininsa? That's the Kever they find right now. Did Rabbi Shimon, these are the words of Rabbi. Shimon Galil, I'm a no. Tivda Kola Sadaku, you still have to check out the field. Because you have to be afraid, even though you found one mace, but maybe that's not the mace that we lost. Maybe there's another mace buried there. So it's not enough, you found one, you have to make sure maybe there's another one also there. Tassi Machlekes over here also. He checked out all these and you found one Bamun. So the one that held this Osir, he yells because you can't tell, even though you found one, maybe there's another one there also. So these are the two ways Halam Shana Machlekes over here. Nothing more says Rab Asi. My time of Yom Kippur, Rav Hakim, he didn't learn the first pshat. Omlach, I'll say like this. Bishle megabi tuma, by tuma, I can understand that if you check out the field and you don't find the mace here, say me, you have a right to say, maybe bo'ira benotlu, maybe a bird, the raven came and took it away. Bo'akfa, maybe the mice came and blew and ate it up. So I understand what happened to the tuma. Elochab over here, ba'amum lechon also, what happened to that ba'amum? You know for sure one Bema Balmum got mixed up here in 1,000 other animals. So what happened to it? So even though you can't find it, here it could be everybody agrees it's still also. Vidach, what is the other man? The other man says, no, that's good for the Machlokes. And you'll say like this, that even though at first you had a Balmum, but maybe that was a Mum Iverhu. The Issasi, the animal that had the Mum wasn't really Mum Kavu, it was a small Mum that goes away, that healed up. So therefore, if you check out and don't find any Balmums there, you have a right to say they're all kosher. That's where Rav Asi learns. Now, Rav Chiya bar Abba, my time of the Yom Rav Asi, how come he doesn't learn like Rav Asi's pshat? Obloch, let's see like this. Vishle mesoda vayifield dakala mikvabor. It's possible that you bury one mace, maybe they buried a second mace there also. It's like, hey, for the cover behind, cover in Shacharini, the same way you found this mace, it's not 100% proof that that's the only mace there. Maybe there's another one there also. Ela kodeshim by kodeshim of yekivun the bot kulon the kaimo the darkayu the mitzvah lemeifu b'muma. Again, we're talking about behemoths that you checked out already, the kabbonis. So since you checked them out already, it's not a derech for them to become balmumim. So therefore, it's not shriach to have another balmum. So if one fell in and you checked out and you found one, it's mustaber to say that's the balmum. You don't have to be afraid. Maybe there's another one here also. If he doesn't know the Machlokes is like this, but rather Machlokes is where you can't find it. Yeah. Vidach Yadamanya says, no, Agav the Menatchi Adodi, since the animals kick one another, Shchiyach Bamumma, yes, it's very possible the Mum came. So even though he found one, you still have to be afraid, maybe there's another one there. Nice, we have a question like this. It says, HaToylish Tsemon B'Bechor Tam. If somebody pulls off the wool off the Bechor, that's even a Tam. And Toy speaks out that Lav Davka, if he pulled it off, the same Allah would apply even if it came off by itself. So the hair of a Tam, a Bechor Tam came off, there is Afa Pish Nilad Bomum, even though later a Mum came upon this Bechor, Fishokhatu, and you went and you shechted the Bechor, also, still you're not allowed to have enjoyment from the hair that came off before. That's what it says here. Rakhoponim Taimah, what's the reason why it's also? The Tam. Mashma only because the Bechor was a Tam. Mashmi on top of Chavavia, Mashmi ho Balmum, Mashmi though if the Bechor was already a Balmum, then Shari, then if the hair came off before, it would be Mutta. Ho Balmum Shari, then it would be Mutta to have enjoyment from the hair. Rashi says, Balmum Shari, Rashi says, Rabbi Yosi, Yudhiyama Beshoch to Shari Rabbonin, that when you marry Shchita, the Rabbon hold us Mutta. And now I'm Yakavi, I forgot Lohetiro, yeah, Bakoponu, but it's Kashan Rash Lakish. Mashmoho Balmum Shori Afa Pishle Yatiru Mumcha. Mashivudo Mumcha would not matter it. Still, you'd like to have enjoyment. If it would have been a Balmum, and then you shechted it, Mashmoho Bimutta. Yeah. Time of the Tam, Mum, surely a Lahitiru Mumcha. And the Gemara says, no, Tana learned like this. Kolhechad Lahitiru Mumcha. Kolzaman the Chochem did not come to Pafkin that this Mum is Mutter to real good Mum. He should know Tam correlate. That's still called the Tam, and that's why it's also. Benachnami, it could be it's only Mutter if first the Chochem came and Pafkin that this Mum on the Behemoth is a good Mum. Later, if some hair falls off, and later you make a shrita, that's the only time it's mutter. But if the hair would fall off before there was a heter of a mum, it could be, then the hair would always remain awesome. Nothing worse than lameness, so let's say ketanoi. Maybe Rosh Lakish is aloha, maybe some achlokes tanoim. Lame ketanoi, learn like this. Ha tolish tsema mi bechor tam. Somebody pulls off the hair, or else it comes off by itself, the wool, ye mi bechor tam, bechor tam. It says, after Pish Nilad, but Mum, even though later Mum comes upon the Bechor, the Shachatu and Yeshechta still also. Not a lot of enjoyment from that here. But Bechor Ba'mum, let's say first it was a Ba'mum, Shetolash Mimenu, and then after it became a Ba'mum, then some hair came off it, V'yachakachmeis, and then the Bechor died. So Akavi Ben Halal Matir. Akavi says that's Mutter to have enjoyment from the hair, where it is like the Yasi in the Mishnah. That all that you're allowed to have enjoyment, even though it's mace. The chomim ois mechom say no, it's also. Now, Omer Rav Yehuda says back that loy b'zeh hit Rakavi b'mahalo. Like he says now, Mishnah, no, that's not the case where Rakavi is not the you to enjoy the wool that came off before where the bechor died. Ela rather, the case is only like this: the sar bechor b'mum. When you have a bechor b'mum here, that its wool keshanosha fell off. Yeah, after it became a bamum, and v'nicha b'chalayim, so you're supposed to store it, put it on the window, so you used to store it. V'yachakach shachatu, and then later they got around to shechtes b'chor. So b'zeh, in this case, is akave b'malo mata. Akave b'malo says it's mutter to enjoy the hair. V'chom mois v'chom says also. So Omer Rabbi, so far it's two machlokes, two shitas. Now a third shita. Omer Rabbi Yosef Yosef says that moida abba chalafta. My father, Chalafta, agreed, Bezeh, Shum Mutter, that in this case, it's Mutter, meaning to say everybody holds it's Mutter, like the Yosef says in the Mishnah. So we made a Shechita, even the Chomim, Rashi thinks, speaks out, Abba Chalaf, his father, means he was Bechlau the Chachomim that argue on Akavia. And in the case we make a Shechita later, even the Chomim, like even my father, they agree that the wool becomes Mutter by no. Abba be Yichim means, but the Emes, really, Omer Chom, the Chom said like this, that yanichenu b'chaloyim, in the case where the wool comes off by itself before, store it away, put it in the windowsill. Shema yesh tikva, maybe something good will come out. What does that mean to say? Shachatu. That if you shecht it, then divri hakol mutter. If you shecht it later, then everybody holds this mutter to enjoy the wool. Mace, let's say the bechor dies, then it's a machlekes. Akavi b'mahalal mater, even in this case Akavi says, that once the Bechor is mace, now you're allowed to enjoy the wool that came off before. V'chom says still it's awesome. So here we have three shitas here, which really looks like two, that Gemara is. The Chur Reb Yosef, this third shita, Haino Tanakama, the same thing that the Tanakama said. That he said that by mace, there is the machloikis, mashra bashchit, it's mutter. So what's the machloikis, the Tanakama in Reb Yosef? So most elolav, isn't the machloikis in case of hetiru mumchika benayu? Nafkamina is, when the wool came off, did you need a heter of a chochem or not? A Tanakama savar hetiru mumchein, like Rosh Lakish. Only if the case is at first it was a mum on the bechor and a chochem paskin, it's a good mum. And then the hair fell off, that's where it becomes mutter, even if the animal dies according to Akavia. V'loi, but if there wasn't a heter a chochem yet, loi, then there's no heter to endure that wool. If it came off before the chochem was matter it. And on this, Rabbi Yossi Yossi comes to say, no, the name of this argument, say, no, Afagav the Loyatiru Mumcha, no, even though the Chacham, the Mumcha, was not Mater the Mum yet. Still, as long as the hair came off before, and now the Behemoth died, still it's Mutta. So who you see, it's Machlokes Rosh Lakish Zalacha. Someone says, no, Omar Rav says, no, it could be that's not the Machlokes over here. It could be really the Kuliyam, everybody agrees, Yatiru Munchin. If the mumcha was matter the bechor, the mum, then you'll later enjoy the hair. Eloi hetiru lo, like Rosh Lakish. If the chochem was not matter the mum, could be then it's also banor. And I'll tell you really, Bisholish Machlokes over the three Machlokes over here. The Tanakhama, so the Tanakhama holds Pligi b'meis v'adin l'shochtoi. Until they argue where it was mace and who adin l'shochtoi the shechte. That's the Tanakhama. So it's a new shita that the Machlokes is both whether the animal died or the shechita was done to it. Even b'shechita the Chum says it's no good. If you discover no b'meis d'riyakolosa, where the Bechor does, everybody holds its sauce, even a caviar. Ki pligi, where's the Machlokes? Only b'shochetu. And at this now, b'yosser of Yossi, Yossi comes to Lameina, tell us no, that b'shochetu, when you make a shchita on the Bechor, the rihaka muta. Even the Chum say the hair that came off before becomes muta. Ki pligi, where's the Machlokes? B'meis. That's the three of Machlokes over here. Where's the Machlokes? B'meis or b'shchita in both cases. But could be everybody agrees to Rosh Lakish, it's only muta if there was a Haruas Chacham before. The Omer of Nachum Nachman says, Yishno, Alok HaKrev Yud, Vipasn Lok HaKrev Yuda, that the Machlokes is by Shchita, that's what the Machlokes is. But by Meis, everybody holds this also. Why, Herlo Tanan B'Bchir Tekavosu, we learn Mishnah in Idiyas like that, and wherever it says in Stam Idiyas, Vipasn Lok that. There's none, we learned over there like this. We learned there, Sar B'chor Bamum. You have the hair of a B'chor Bamum, Shanosh HaFeluf, you put it on the windowsill, and then you shecht it. See, clearly, b'shchit has to machlekes. The gavu b'malal omat, he holds his muta, and the chom moist, and the chom say, no, it's also. So clearly, a Mishnah like Reb Yehuda. Omer of Nachum by Yitzchok, that you should know, mas nitsa nami beka, bring your proof in our Mishnah like this. The tznam, the line like this. Our Mishnah is also mashma, the psach, she be like Reb Yehuda. Why? Says now Mishnah, Tzemer hamdudol b'bechor. If you have this tzemer, the wool, the Sefer says that even though it was detached when it was alive, it was still clinging on to the animal. So tzemer hamdudol b'bechor. And then later you go to shecht the b'chor. It says clearly a shenirim magiza. If the wool that you, when you're shearing off the wool now, after the animal's dead, off the skin, the wool that was detached before, you can't tell, it looks like it's being taken off now, then muta. Then everything is muta. But if you can't, if it doesn't look like it's coming off now, it looks like it came off before. The Yesheinu Nira, then Takosa. So who is Mani? Who does our Mishnah go like? Ilayim Rabbi Yosi going to Rabbi Yosi Shita V'Man. What are we talking about over here? Ilayim B'Shochetu U'Yeshechted the Behemo. Then Bein Akav Bein Rabbanan Idiv Idiv Mishnah Shari. It's Muta. Like even if it would have come off completely before, you say it's Muta. V'Yelus B'Meis Omav B'Meis. Is so vi rabbonin edvedi meiser asu. According to rabbon, everything is also. What comes off now is also because it's a mace. You have to bury it. It came up before it's also. So it came to talking about with mace. And if akivya according to akavi ipcha mi boilei, should the loch been just the opposite? Nira magiz. If it looks like it's first coming off now, then also. Why demisa kasrulei? Because when the bechor dies, it's like also bano. You have to bury it. You can't enjoy it. So it should have been just the opposite. Ainan Nira Magiz, if you could tell it came off before, then it should have been Mutta. Why? The Mikara told us it came off before. So that can be the Psha in the Mishnah. El Epshita, the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehudi Shita. Uva Mai, what are we talking about? Ilayma ben Meis, if the Bechor died, then no. Vein Lakavi, Bein Rabbon, Idividi, Meser Osir, Yos both hold the Sasa Bano. El Ala Bishita. The Mishnah is talking about where Yeshechta the Bechor, had a Bamum. Svi Akavi, because according to Akavi Yeshita, Idi Mishrishori. According to Akavi, you're both a mutter. What the hair that came off before and hair that's coming off now, both a mutter. So what do I care if it looks like it came off before or not? El alav Rabbanan. The Mishnah is going according to Rabbanan Shitahi. Ushramin, you see clearly, Beshachotu Pligi. That where's the machloek in the case? We made a shchita. We made a shchita on the Bechor that the Chum says also to have a no from the hair that came off before. And therefore, in the Sefer, if the hair is still attached, like clinging on to the Bechor, and it looks like it's first coming off now, then they hold the smuta. But if you could tell it was detached already from before, then the Chum says it's also to have enough from it, even though a shchita was done. As you clearly, we pass by the Rabbonin, Aliba the Rabbi Yehuda. Yeah, Shramin, the Beshachto Kligi Shramin, that's a good proof. Now the Gemara says, Boy, Rabbi Yanni asks a question like this. What's going to be HaToilish Tzeme Me'oila? Let's say, how many is you pull off the wool of a korban oila? Tamima, korban oila, tamima, you pull off the wool. Now, what's the law? You're allowed to enjoy it. Can you have enjoyment from the wool or not? So, one shot Rashi has a gear, so he was talking about now, where it became a balmum later. and you report to the Balmum. Shilara have enjoyment from the wool or not. Samora says, Tailish, if a guy pulled it off and did an aveira like Miikaman the Shori, is anybody mutter to have enough from it? Like Rashi says, Vade Roshu, the guy's a Roshi, did an aveira. Mashpa for sure, there should be a kenas, you know, that you can't enjoy that wool. Ella the case, the Shalom must be Semer Shenitlash Me'ula Tmima. That the wool that came off a korban erla tamima by itself, shenitlish by itself, it came off mao. Are we allowed to enjoy that wool or not? That's the shayla. So what's the shayla? Like this. The chapis v'yoshin v'tibirlach. If the hair came off a korban, chatas a korban oshim, for sure you would be allowed to enjoy that hair. Why? The chivin l'kaparos, since the korban of a chatas oshim comes, because the person, the bailim, needs a forgiveness, if so, loy mashoyelu, a person will not leave it over. So it doesn't pass that exerim in the rabbanon. As I said before, that midi raisa truth is allowed not to shear off the wool off a korban, but if somebody does shear off the wool, pshiti midi raisa it's muta banor. That's not a shalilara banor from the wool. It's only midi rabbanon they made exerim also banor. Why? Because we're afraid people will leave it over and not bring it for the korban. But here, since you need the chatz noshim for your kapora, nobody's going to leave it over. Therefore, there's no exerim pshita the wool will be muta. Now, the bechor or ma'isa nami, or that a korban bechor or ma'isa beima, the chiv on the lav the kapora, there's no kapora to bring it. And so then we have the xeris. Also, ma'shoilu, people would leave it over. So if we have a shayla, current rabbon, it could be a sasa, but no, therefore we have the shayla. So by bechor and by ma'isa, for sure it's up.